I'd like to, I found intriguing. Hunter is a true artist. And what parallels do you see between what you do in front of the camera with what Hunter did in front of a typewriter?
It's easy. It's a mind that's open to everything, yet attached to nothing. It's called freedom. That's what it is. Plain and simple.
What do you like about Hunter's writing? What do you find appealing about it after all these years?
Well, I don't have negative thoughts or negative reinforcement in my psyche, my mind, my spirit, my soul, my emotions, or my mentality. I don't see things. I don't look at anything negative. So therefore, it's not what I like about it. It's just like it's there, and it's very different. Very different. And the writing from Hunter's vision is so well composed in a puzzle that you can create a vision of your own from his vision. That's why it's fun, because it's always leading you on to something new, something you haven't seen before, something you haven't discovered, something you haven't thought about, you know?
Is there anything you'd like to say in memory of Hunter S. Thompson?
You must remember to chase and catch your dreams, because if you don't, your imagination will end up in empty spaces. Also, in Hunter's memory, spontaneity comes from an invisible idea that is there before the creation begins. Chameleon. Many colors, many thoughts, many visions. The word fear stands for false evidence appearing real. The only person who's afraid is the one who thinks they're afraid, because there's really nothing to be afraid of. Doubt, D-O-U-B-T. That stands for debating on understanding bewildering thoughts. And a person who is in doubt created it themselves. So the chameleon of the enterprise of life is all the different things you actually are.